Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Animalia Stupendium. My name is Argomandanes, wizard to the four crowns, I checked, inventor of the Enchantomatic, and tireless creature chronicler. However, mere monsters hold no mystery for me these days. Balrogs are boring. Lindworms are lackluster. Instead, I turn my attention once more to the strange fauna of a land called Earth. Travel with me, gentle reader, as we consider the amazing courtship of the deep sea anglerfish.
Common name. Anglerfish. Scientific classification. Multiple species of the teleost order Lophiformes. Frequency and range. Deep sea environments worldwide in tropical to temperate latitudes. Size up to 4 feet or 1.2 meters. Diet. Crustaceans and small fish. Treasure hoard. Male breeding partners. Challenge rating. 3.
To be sure, there is no singular deep sea anglerfish. In fact, there are more than 200 known species. This includes the sea toads or coffinfish, as well as the black sea devils, among many others. These outrageous names, of course, stem from the sometimes frog-like and sometimes frightening appearance of these bony fish. Meals can be scarce in the deep ocean, and so many species boast adaptations to help them eat any suitable prey they might encounter. This includes large mouths, large stomachs, and long, needle-like, translucent teeth, piercing damage. The anglerfish can also depress its long teeth at will to allow unobstructed travel down the predator's throat, and can likewise be raised again like the bars of a cage to prevent engulfed prey from escaping. Anglerfish are ambush predators, and their name comes from the bioluminescent lure appendage, a modified ray fin that they can unsheath to lure prey into gobbling range. So much like a glowing wizard's wand. The lure is actually powered by symbiont photobacteria, which reside in the lure by the millions. How they first acquire the bacteria long remained an open question, with scientists unsure if developing anglerfish encounter them in the open ocean or are inoculated with them by a parent during spawning. But some recent research points more toward the former. Either way, it would appear to be a mutually beneficial relationship, as the bacteria benefit from protection and nutrients as the angler moves throughout its environment. But today, oh, today is Valentine's Day, so we must speak the love language of the anglerfish. Mating check. Again, there are numerous anglerfish species to consider, but many species boast extreme sexual dimorphism. The female is larger and fiercer by a considerable margin, and the male's main purpose is to provide sperm for sexual reproduction. For black sea devils, the male is free swimming, but doesn't even feed as an adult. In other species, the small male is parasitic in nature, attaching to the female's body and fusing with her. See, just as prey encounters in the deep ocean are rare, so too are mating matches. The miniature males put all their effort into seeking out and finding a potential mate, and then, in some species, attach themselves, initially via a bite, and eventually become a grafted-on reproductive organ. Such devotion! In some species, a female may acquire multiple parasitic males. These males continue to live, but become entirely dependent on the females for nutrients and blood. The upside for her is they don't take up much space. They require comparably little nourishment and are ready to provide sperm whenever she is ready to reproduce. Their reproduction, by the way, is carried out externally via spawning. The female releases her eggs, the males release their sperm, and the fertilized eggs drift off in the water column. The males remain and are ready to help out the next time around as well. There are more mysteries concerning the anglerfish to consider, but for now I must retire my wizard's quill and allow my familiars some respite. But I shall return with even more wonders of the natural world.
Hi, this is Robert Lamb. Thanks again to the wizard Argo Mandanese for joining us in this episode. Sources for this episode included Oceana.org, the Monterey Bay Aquarium, Emily Osterloff's The Bizarre Love Life of the Anglerfish, published on the website of the Natural History Museum, London, L.K. Ward's Meet the Tiny Bacteria That Give Anglerfishes Their Spooky Glow, published 2016 on Smithsonian's Ocean, and Krishna Ramanuja's Study Eliminates Link Between Anglerfish Bacteria, published 2019 on the Cornell Chronicle. Thanks, as always, to the excellent J.J. Posway for producing this episode. And if you wish to contact Agro Mandanese with recommendations for future episodes, you can send an email to contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.